Welcome to. I forgot we were doing that. Welcome
to Unsolicited.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is Sage.
We are two college best friends who feel like we are constantly receiving unsolicited advice.
Life isn't scripted, and neither are we. Welcome back to Unsolicited. On today's episode entitled A Guy's Guide to Girlhood, we're meeting with Emmett Twist Myring.
Thank you for joining us today, Emmett. We greatly appreciate you being our special guest.
Happy to be here.
Okay, do you want to start by telling our listeners how we know Emmett?
No, you can.
So today's guest is Emmett, and he is our roommate. / Sage's boyfriend. I met Emmett the first day I came back to school. It was nice to meet you.
Feels like just 6 months ago.
Will you tell the audience how you met Emmett?
I was, intoxicated in junior college. And this sleazy little ginger walked up to me and was trying to hit on me. And I turned him down, and he tried again, and I turned him down, and he tried again, and I turned him down, and it was a cycle for about 3 months, and then he came and worked at my house, and now we're in love.
Yay!
That's not even close to accurate, but...
Okay, you tell us your version.
It wasn't really hitting on you at the party, but...
Yikes!
Whatever, and then you ended up calling me, asking for help with your other... boy toy at the time, and I told you that he wasn't worth it because you can find someone that can treat you better, intending that to be me. And now here we are.
We should play that at our wedding. That was beautiful, babe. Thank you.
Yeah.
Today, Emmett, we're going to be discussing your thoughts on girlhood because you currently live in a house with four women, so you see it. You see it firsthand, just how we live our lives.
Yeah.
What would you say is it? What is it like living with girls?
It's different.
Hold me again. I hate idiots.
It can get annoying because you guys take shit way too seriously. And we'll talk about things that someone did like they did it intentionally, but it's just nothing. And you break everything down way too deep. And you don't realize that sometimes it's not fucking anything else, but just something that happened. And then there's the whole mental instability. The constant arguments about food, whether or not we should eat or not, whether or not we should do anything. And then that's usually followed by 12 hours just locked in your room. It's just a cycle.
Yeah, you talk about making decisions with like food and like if we're like just making decisions in general. Girls are the worst at making decisions.
If you want something, have something. If you don't want something, don't have something. If you don't like what you're eating, change it. If you don't like how you look, work on it. If you don't like what someone said to you, say something. If you don't like someone in your life, say something. If you feel like you're stressed and behind, do something. It's not...
But sometimes it feels like a lot to do something.
Yeah, what do you feel like the difference is between girls and guys that like guys just find it so simple? Like... just quick fixes, get your life together, and girls just like sit and stew.
Because you guys think about everything. And that's good and bad. Because you don't make as stupid of mistakes as probably guys do. But when you think about everything, it just, the more you think about something, the less you're going to want to do it because you come up with outcomes. Like, that's the difference with guys. Like, the way I see things is I always think of what can be the best outcome and particularly like with Sage, she comes up with the 19 of the worst possible outcomes that are have no odds of happening. She had a headache today and thought she had a brain tumor. If I had a headache, I would think I didn't drink enough water, or that I got drunk last night, which I did. So that explains why I have a headache. You thought you had a brain tumor.
I still think it's a
possibility,
tumor.
Though. Yeah.
90,000 people a year get a brain tumor. There is 8 billion people in this world. That's the whole thing. Is you guys look at this like, well, maybe I might be the one that gets a brain tumor. And the guy's just like, oh, it's not a brain tumor because the odds are low enough. I'll just drink some water and move on with my day. You're too analytical of everything. But then when you pair being analytical about everything with being completely irrational at the same time, it just is a downward spiral. Like if you're looking for the cause of your headache, the first things you'll go through, okay, water, I got drunk last night, I haven't ate enough, the room's too hot, there's like scent spray candles or some shit in my room that give me headaches, like that smell doesn't feel good, I have earphones on all day, like that could give me a headache. That's a fine process. But then you jump all the way from I didn't drink enough water to I have a fucking brain tumor.
I have PERS.
In one train of thought. And then you're going to get hung up on that for 2 to 3 weeks. Instead of just drinking a glass of water, taking an ibuprofen, and the headache goes away and you forget about it. Sometimes a headache is just a headache. That's the thing with girls, is everything is not what it seems. Whereas guys, it's just is what it is.
Do you think growing up with a sister prepared you for this, or what's like the difference between
Josie Myring, sponsor us?
Yes and no, because a lot of the similarities that like problems I had with my sister I have with living with you guys. The difference is I can't be as vocal or real about how I feel sometimes, because you guys are not blood relation and you're roommates in college with your own opinions. Whereas with my sister, I can just kind of tell her that she's being a fucking idiot.
That's a valid point about like your sister. And
do you think that our house would be closer and we would get along better if we were all as honest with each other as you are with Josie? Josie's his sister.
Unsolicited listeners.
No.
Okay.
No.
No worries.
You guys hold grudges too much. Get too hung up on things for everyone to be completely honest all the time. Because if I were to tell Kate that she's being a fucking bitch, she probably wouldn't talk to me for like 4 or 5 days because she'd think that I was mad at her, or that
I probably would not talk to you for like 12 hours.
Or that I like,
there's a lot of shit a good nap can fix.
Or that I hurt her feelings or something.
I probably was being a bitch if you were to tell me that, so I probably needed that.
Okay, well, I can't use the other roommates as examples. They're anomalies.
Huh?
They're anonymous? Is that what he said?
No, he said they're anomalies.
They're just not real.
I thought an anomaly was what, like, Finding Nemo was in.
That's an anemone.
I have no clue.
Anomaly is like anomaly. A break from the ordinary. Whereas anemone is a sea plant.
So they are not synonymous.
And they are not anonymous. I was like, you mean by anonymous?
Emmett,
uh-huh.
Why do you think it is that girls overthink or care too much?
That's just how they are. Women have always been probably more in tune with their emotions, whereas men usually just shove them down and forget about them until they like rise up again, and then we'll shove them down again. So because they're more in tune with their emotions and tend to think through things quicker and are less impulsive, that leads to overthinking, because when you try and decipher everything that someone said for what they're meaning, or think of every possible outcome of a action, that just leads to overthinking. And then you get stuck in the, oh, but what if this happens, this could happen, instead of being like a guy and just being like, yeah, we'll try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll try something else. There's no real explanation as to why women overthink more than I know of.
What's your like biggest pet peeve about like girl drama? Like,
it's so stupid. Like, give a recent breakdown of your biggest drama right now, and I'll tell you why it's stupid.
Do you have any girl drama right now? This just goes to show that girls aren't actually dramatic. Oh, I know something that drives me up the wall. The texts in the house group chat regarding if we can move clothes to the dryer / out of the dryer.
Yeah, that's stupid as f-
that they're texting that? I know.
There's no point to text, can I move clothes out of the dryer? If they are dry, put them in the laundry basket that is sitting right there from when the person put them in. If they're not dry, be a good human being. Put them in, dry them again. If they're already in the dryer, you don't need to text, can I move them? I wasn't sure if these clothes could be dried or not. If the person put them in the dryer, they intended for those clothes to be dried. If they're dried, take them out. If they're not dry, run them for a little while longer and then move your shit in. It's not that deep. Okay. You don't need to worry that something got in there that shouldn't be dried. If the person put it there, they meant for it to be dried. Problem solved.
He's honestly more passionate about this than we are, I think. Actually, I did launch a laundry basket from our kitchen to our front door that one day. It pissed me off so bad. So what are your thoughts on like girls, like my dating drama, you know? I think it's just I have dating drama because I have shitty taste in men. You think I have shitty taste in men? You can be honest.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think women... I don't know why I have bad taste in men. I have a great dad.
I think the biggest thing that you need to look at before you start talking to a guy or dating a guy or fucking a guy is, am I doing this because I genuinely like the person, or am I doing this because I feel like I need attention and this person will give it to me?
That is so true. Damn. I think we can actually just quit the podcast right here. That was deep.
Because I've been on both sides where I'm actually trying to date someone and when I'm just trying to get and fuck someone. And you always find the girls that need attention if you're trying to fuck them. And the girls that need attention after you fuck them think that you need to date them. And if they would have just realized that I only text you every single time I'm blacked out, what about that makes you think that I love you? I just want to fuck. If I'm texting you, hey, good morning, how's your day going? Oh, you want food? I'll DoorDash you some. Would you like some flowers? I'll send those to you as well. That means I want a date because I'm spending time and being more thoughtful with my actions. If a guy is only leaving with you from the bars or only leaving with you from house parties, but won't be seen or hang out with you or take you to eat during the day, probably just wants to fuck. And if you want to just fuck, that's fine. But if you're doing it because you feel validated by his, like, the fact he wants to fuck you, no, you're just looking for attention.
Do you think that women, like playing hard to get makes a girl more attractive?
Playing hard to get is attractive if the girl is always hard to get. If someone makes you actually put in the effort, it's very attractive. But if they're just like kind of a tease that only does it when they need your attention, it's not hot. Like it's the right balance between giving in and being your own person that's important.
Only thing is right now, do you ever get embarrassed? Like us girls get embarrassed. Like no. In terms of like social interactions, like there's some times where I'm in public where I'm like, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, Sage says that all the time, and it's not. Like, she'll drop something at Walmart and be like, oh my gosh, that's embarrassing. We have to leave. No, it's not. You dropped something. Not that deep. Everyone's always like, oh, I fell down. It's embarrassing. No, you fell. Move on with your fucking life. Not that deep. Like, give me an example of something you think is embarrassing, Sage.
Well, the other day when Caitlin and I were walking into our RWFM class, when I pulled my chair out, it went But I felt like everyone was thinking about it.
The other day, I was embarrassed backing out of our driveway because there was two cars coming and they both like stopped for me, but then I stopped for them, but then I was too far out, so they couldn't get by. So we were all just standing there for a solid 20 seconds, and that was embarrassing. My windows aren't tinted, so then they could see me.
Yeah, and now they're probably hunting you down.
Yeah, I think I'm stupid.
No one thought about your chair squeaking but you, Sage. Nobody thought about your chair squeaking. They were paying attention to class. You really think they thought the whole class period, wow, that dumb bitch up there made her chair squeak.
We actually sit in the back. So.
Now I, oh, wow, that dumb bitch in the back made her chair squeak. Now I can't focus or get a good grade. No, a chair squeaked. It touched the ground and made a sound. It's not that deep. Kate, you pulled out. They stopped for you. That means, come on. Come through. If they wouldn't have stopped, they didn't want to wait. But they were being courteous. No reason to get embarrassed. You stopped, and you were too far out, but you stopped because you thought you were going to hit them. That's a normal human reaction. Once you realize that you weren't going to hit them and they were waiting for you, pull out, drive away, move on. They haven't thought about it. You have. That's the thing with embarrassment. It's only embarrassing to you. No one else thinks about that shit. Except girls, because they're petty.
Exactly. What if they were girls in the cars?
Yeah.
You think they're going to go home and be like, wow, this girl was backing out of her driveway and I had to stop because she couldn't see me before I pulled out and then she stopped. It was so embarrassing for her. Ha ha ha, I bet she wants to die now. No. It's not that deep. The biggest problem with being a girl is you guys find every reason to tear down your own self-worth and nothing to give you self-confidence. You take everything as a personal insult to you or something you've done or your family or everything. And sometimes you just got to realize that it doesn't fucking matter and that you shouldn't be hung up on one thing and make that determine your entire like value to yourself. The hottest thing a girl can be is self-confident and not just always concerned all the time.
All of that being said, what exactly were you hoping for the unsolicited listeners to take away from your guest appearance on the podcast?
The hottest thing a girl can be is self-confident, but it's hard when you don't have people around you that support you. So take toxic things out of your life and toxic people out if they're dragging you down. The only person that gets embarrassed at something you do is you because you're the only one thinking about it. Remember that you need to look at every person you talk to as, am I doing this for their, or every action you make for someone as, am I doing this for their attention or because I genuinely like and care about the person? And finding every single bad outcome in an action that you're going to make or have made is not the way to go about things. Have a positive outlook and realize most of the time shit's going to go right. You don't need to think that you have a brain tumor because you have a headache.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you had fun.
Oh, yeah.